time is 0 hour and 12 o'clock-ish. Yeah, okay. Let's assume a perfect day. Okay, luckily, perfect day, 12-hour day. Okay, now the two carbon tummies were usually brought, they envelope the world of carbon. Right? You guys know that no carbonate are brought at night? Yes, aware of this? Carbonate are not brought in the nighttime. Right, so you start the day with the tummy shel shachar, right? That's the first carbon of the day. And the last carbon of the day is the tummy shel ben arvayim. Okay, so you've got all the carbon of the day sandwiched by these two carbon. Okay, now when is the time for the carbon tummy shel ben arvayim? So all year, with the exception of one day, was from, very good, Erev Pesach, very good, was from 9:30 to 12, which in a perfect day, the perfect day, like this is 6 in the morning, this is 6 in the evening, so it's 3:30 in the afternoon to 6. So this is normally the time of the Tamid Shel Ben Arvayim, hence the term Mincha Ketana, i.e. this is the narrower time period to daven Mincha based on the normal Hakrava of the Tamid Shel Ben Arvayim. We're all good so far? Wait, one second, don't ask me a little bit of it. Okay, don't ask that question. Okay, now, Erev Pesach was an extremely busy day in the Mikdash. Right, because everybody had to bring their carbon Pesach. So once a year, they would move up the carbon tamid to 6:30, which i.e. 12:30 in a perfect day. Right. So then on Erev Pesach, this would be when they brought early. There was early hakrava of the tamid shel ben arvayim, and therefore we get a time period called mincha gedola. Right, the expanded time period for which when kadav mincha, which is from 6:30 or 12:30, if you want to call it till Shkia. Now it's quite interesting because you could have said, well, that's just once a day. Somehow this is not real. Like the real Mincha should be later. It's quite fascinating that it's not the case, luckily. We do not paskin that Mincha Gedol is just the Bidyeved and Mincha Ketana is the Ilichat Chilazman. As many of you noticed, most yeshivas daven Mincha Gedol and not Mincha Ketana. I know what you feel like. They're a second rate Jew for davening Mincha Gedol. Apparently, Erev Pesach reveals that that's really part of Mincha. That is really a Zman Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim time slot, and therefore that is really a Zman Mincha time slot. But hence the terms, now you know where Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana come from. Yes, Yehuda.
I thought the Kavan Shel Ben Arvayim was the last thing they were big on the Mizbeach.
It was.
So then why, if you're doing it at...
You're saying what happens in Erev Pesach?
Yeah, they went to other Kavanot they were doing?
So, no, I think on that day also, it's just they did it earlier because they had to be busy with Shrita Sapesach, but... But I don't think that anything was put on the Mizbeach after the Tanshu
Bar. The Korban Pesach was burned someplace else.
Correct.
It was just it
could be off in any detail. I'm pretty sure that even on that day, even if it's brought at 2 in the afternoon, it's still the last thing going on the Mizbeach. With that, in terms of like enveloping all the Korbanos today, I think it's still true.
I thought they had a special Mizbeach for the Korban Pesach, like outside of Yerushalayim or something. It's much good.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys good? You haven't got that? Just basic facts then? Okay. Let us deal with one of the most fundamental machlokas we have. Okay, go to Chaf Vav Mibet. There's a lot of issues here. We'll do half of them today and half of them on Thursday. Okay. Famous machlokas. Itmar Rabbi Yossi. Everybody ready to go here? Yeah. Itmar. Okay, right after the Kasha. Rabbi Yossi Chirir Amar Tfilot Avo Tiknum. According to Rabbi Yossi, Tfilot come from the Avos. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, my Tfilot is connected to Midim Tikkun. Remember these names. Yishuv ben Levi goes with the Karbanos. Rabbi Yossi goes with Avos. Tanya Kavasi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Tanya Kavasi, Yishuv ben Levi. Each one has a brayta supporting them. Tanya Kavate, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, i.e., Rabbi Yossi again is Avos. Avam Tikkun Tfilot Shachresh, and Yashkim Avam Baboker, El Makom Asher Amacha. Now, obviously, this is only a proof for Tfilot based on the assumption that the verb Amad is a verb of davening. What's that? Makom asher amadcham. Ve'en amida la tefila, shenemar v'yamod pinchas ve'yafalel. We have amida connected to tefila in another place of Tanakh. So you could say, makom asher amadcham means Avram was metakein shachris. And notice, where's the pasuk? Ve'yashkeim Avram b'boker. Right? So we've got boker and amad equals tefila. Yitzchak tikein tefila mincha, shenemar v'yetzi yitzchak l'suach basadeh l'fnot erev. Now again, we got the time period in the pasuk, because you've got l'fnot erev. By the end of the day, the one thing you need is to say sicha is tefila, so we can do that too. Vein sicha al tefila, shenemar tefila lani kiyatov. V'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicha. Right, a great proof, right? In that pasuk, kishpoch sicha is parallel to tefila lani. So you see that siach is a language of tefila. So Yitzchak does sicha lefnot erev. He does sicha mincha time. Last, Yaakov tekein tefila arvit, shenemar v'yifka b'makom b'yalan shem. Now notice again, we have the time v'yalan shem, i.e. it's night, but what's Vayifka? Vein pigia la tefila, shnema va'ata al tipalel ba'adam hazeh, val tisa ba'adam rinah v'tefila val tifka bi. It also a very nice proof. What does it say in Yirmiyahu? Don't daven for this people. Val tifka bi, again, in the context of tefila. So you see that paga could be a lashona of tefila. So we worked it out beautifully. Avim is kam baboker, and there's amida. Yitzchak is lefnot erev, and there's sicha. And Yaakov is vayalan sham, and there's pigia, all them being a lashona of tefila. Good, I see. You like that? You look a little bit unhappy.
No, I just thought of a random midrash that I think said that Hashem brought their son, made the sun go down early for Yaakov. Anyway.
Okay. Don't let it distract you, though. Yeah, okay, but that brighta clearly is the support of Rabbi Yossi. What do you have in that brighta? The three tefillot are parallel to the three avot. Great. Tani kavati Yeshu ben Levi. Mifnimam utfilot hashach chatzot. Shari tamat shal shachar. Koyav alecha chatzot. This is also important. Notice, there's machlokas about Zman Shachris, but there seems to be no machlokas that the Zmanim are patterned after Karbanos. The only question is, what was the din in Karbanos? That's the question. The parallel everyone accepts. Was it till Chatzos or the 4 hours of the day? Next, Tfilah Mincha. Sorry, Mfinimam, with Tfilah Mincha Erev, Shari Tamachal Benam Karbalechad Erev. Again, the same thing. They're not debating the patterning after the karbanos. The machlokas is what was the zman of the karban. What about limbs and fats that weren't fully consumed in the day? But anyways, now, of course, the Gemara has implicitly answered a question, which is if you say it's patterned after karbanos, so you easily get shachris and mincha, you do not so easily get Marv's. Now, even answer. No, Marv is not about a set carbon, but they would put the leftover stuff on the Mizbeach. That is the source of Marv, and that indeed is all night. So, Tilat Erev Ein Lakeva. Fine. We'll come back to this in a second. Lufanimah Mishal Musafim Kalayom. Shaykab Mishal Musafim Karbal Kalayom. Rubhiro Marchev Eshaos. Shaykab Musaf Karbal Echachev Eshaos. Fine. In any case, this bright to the whole way through is assuming that Tefillah is patterned after the world of Karbanos. Fine. The Ezui Mincha Gdola. What's Mincha Gdola? Mishay Shonomech Tzolomah. That's what we just learned, right? Because in Erev Pesach, they would bring it earlier. Okay. The Ezui Mincha Ktana. Mitesh Shonomech Tzolomah. That was the norm. Ibailu. Rabbi Yehuda Plag Mincha Kamakamar. Plag Mincha Chronakamar. If Plag Mincha means, this is a question we'll get back to more on Thursday. But it means you divide a time period in half. Which time period are you dividing in half? Right? From Mincha Gdola to here, or from Mincha Ktana till here? Which one are we dividing in half? I really should play out what the implications of each one would be, but for our purpose now, I'm not going to explain. Okay? Because it depends on that difficult tosos that I want to get into more on Thursday. So says the Gemara, Tashima, Tetani Yiromer, Plagman Chachrona, Amru, Bohi, Yud Aleph Shod, Chasarivia. So what is it? It's Plagman Chachrona, i.e., you take the last 3.5 hours of the day and divide them in half. Obviously, we divide them in half, the period from 9:30 to 12 o'clock. So the halfway point is 10:45. Right, everyone with me, which in a perfect day would be 4:45 in the afternoon, right? 4:45 p.m. So that's it. That's right. Yud Aleph Shod Chasarivia. 11 hours lacking minus a quarter, minus 15 minutes. Okay, great. So now we know what Plag Mincha is. We'll come back to this the other day. In any case, what do you see? Now it's something very interesting. The Gemara quoted a bright in support of both. Right, we had a bright that matched it with Yavos. So we have a bright that matched it with Karbanos. But apparently the Gemara thinks this bright of Karbanos is particularly strong. Because look what the Gemara says. Name to have tiyufti Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Let's say this last brighta is not just a good brighta, it knocks out Rabbi Yossi. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, look at all the Zmanim. All the Zmanim are clearly patterned after Karbanos. What are you going to do with that? You're in trouble, Rabbi Yossi. Amal Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina la'olam emalacha tfilot avotiknu. V'asmechinu rabbanan ar karbanot. I don't deny the carbon thing. I say it comes from Yavo, but then the Chazal built it upon the carbon structure. And he says, I have a proof. D'ilo temach, if you don't say that, tefilat musaf v'yosef v'chinin aman takna. Right, where did musaf come from? Ela tefilot avotiknum v'asmichur banar karbonos. Now, it could be the machlokas a bit more subtle. It could be one day the machlokas is that it's all karbonos. Mm-hmm. And the other day is that we started with avot, but then brought in karbonos. That will explain two halachic facts, right? That will explain Zmanim. Zmanim are clearly being patterned after Karbanos. That will also explain the existence of Musaf. Musaf could only be the carbon theme and not the Avos theme. Okay, any questions before we move on? You guys good? Okay, now this is something that could have tremendous implications. Do you focus on the Avos theme? Do you focus on the Karbanos theme? One obviously there might be two major machlokas in Chas that depend on this. One obvious one is, you guys know this, a very famous machlokas, is Marv is a Rishus Rechova. So even before you looked in the Pnei Shu, you probably could realize what's the obvious way to explain the machlokas. What would be the most tempting thing to say? Why do you have a machlokas if Marv is a Rishus Rechova?
Well, by Avod be a Chova.
Very good. So I think, again, this is basic. This is, I think, a basic svara. From the Avos perspective, why should we differentiate between Yaakov's tefillah and Yitzchak's tefillah and Avraham's tefillah? But from the Kabbalah's perspective, there's every reason in the world to differentiate, because Marv is not only patterned after an authentic Karban, it's patterned after the leftovers, right? So again, the Gemara never explicitly does this, by the way. This is just some farshah, but I think it's a rather tempting svara to say that if you focus on the Karban, if there's only the Karban theme, so Marv could be a Rishus. But if you have the Avos theme, then Marv will be a Chova. Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone good so far? Okay, so that might be true. And indeed, the Pnei Yeshua tosses it out. If you saw that in today's Pnei Yeshua, he throws out that Svara. I mean, not throws out. He suggests that Svara, although he does have an alternative as well. However, this might also depend a little bit on what we mean by Tefillas Arvis Rishus. So let us look into that. We'll do a little tangent on that first before we come back to the Chakira. Now, there's an obvious problem here, which is, especially because it seems like we paskin, by the way, that Tefillin Arvit is Rishut. Well, what does it mean that someone's a Rishut and has Tashlumin? Right? It seems a bit odd, right? If it's a Rishut, the point is it's not a big deal if you miss it. Like, why do you have a makeup for a Rishut? And what do we see clearly in our Gemara? Marv has a... That was not debated, right? That Marv has a Tashlumin. So what does it mean for there to be a makeup for something that's a Rishut? Yeah.
In what way does it come out that we paskin that it's a Rishut?
So, I think, if you go to the famous story on Chav Zayin Mevet, go there for 1 second. These good guys. I'm very happy we're doing this, by the way, because it's like, these are just fundamental sugyos that every aspiring Talmud Chacham you guys should know. Okay, look at where it says Tefillah Erev in Lakeva. You guys know the famous story when Rabbi Gamliel gets fired from the Nesiyot because he embarrasses Rabbi Yeshua? You guys know that story?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the sugya.
Can we just quickly go through the main points of that story, because I'm not too sure that I know as well.
Ah, I see. You're just excited that all Jewish history came up. Yossi. Okay, let me read the Gemara, then I'll tell you the story, okay? Okay, see what it says?
Can't it be just that I'm being ignorant?
Okay. Tefillah Erev Ein Lakeva. Yossi, I don't believe you don't know the story. I refuse to believe it. You see there's two dots?
Two dots. Halfway down in the middle line.
Now, what did it mean in the Mishnah when it said Tefillah Erev Ein Lakeva? Is that it or no? It's in my Gemara. Okay, now the simplest try, the Gemara is actually going to reject. I thought Tefillah Erev Ein Lakeva means you could do it all night. Okay, let's see what the Gemara says. Tefillah Erev Ein Lakeva, my Ein Lakeva, what does that phrase mean? Ilema di'ibai matzli kula leila. What would be the simplest reading? Ibai matzli kula leila. You could. Ein Lakeva, you could have it all night. It doesn't end at 2 in the morning. No, all night you could have it in Marv. Lema, litany, but then the Mishnah should have said, Tefillah Erev Kol HaLaila. We would have preferred that formulation. If all you want to tell me is that you have all night, don't say Ein LaKeva. The clearer formulation would be Tefillah Erev Kol HaLaila. Ela Mai Ein LaKeva. So what does it really mean? Kiman Da'amar Tefillah Arvit Rishus. Right? No, Ein LaKeva really means it's not fixed in terms of timing. It's not fixed in terms of obligation. Right? There's a voluntary component to Marv. Command Amar Tefillah Arvit Rishut. Damar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Tefillah Arvit. Here's the famous Machlokas. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chova. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishut. Amar Abaye Hilcha Halacha Kedivri Omer Chova. So by passing is no Marv is a concrete obligation. Rav Amar Halacha Kedivri Omer Rishut. And before I get to the Pesach, yes, I'm going to gap in for 1 second. What happens right after that? There's a famous story. Because a student asks Rabbi Yeshua what the din of Marv is, and Rabbi Yeshua says, it's a Rishus. Then he goes and asks Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says, it's a Chovah. So he says, but Rabbi Yeshua told me it's a Rishus. And Rabbi Gamliel is upset that Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with him, and he makes him stand during the shir. Remember that? Doesn't ring a bell? And the Chacham say, you can't do that. It's not Rabbi Gamliel. You can't, like, Rabbi Yeshua's allowed to disagree with you. You can't, and you've done this before. You've been too authoritarian. And therefore they say, we have to fire him. And that's actually when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gets the job. And that's when he says, Hari Adi Kaben.
Oh, that's the story.
Oh, you got to learn this Gemara, Yossi. Before this day's over, you have to learn this Gemara. This is a tremendous Gemara. Then the famous educational shift, because Gamli used to have a rule that only if you're Toho Kaboro could you get into the basement of Shiyu. Do you know this Gemara?
You should
also learn it. Rabbi Elazar opened it up. Everybody's very interesting education today. Who's right? Like, should you have an elitist institution? Should it just be an open door policy?
Then
at the end, Gamli somehow is able to apologize and they bring him back. And then he does is it 2-1 or 3-1? Like, he's a rotation system. What is it? Is it 2-1 or 3-1? Yeah, then it's 3-1. They bring Ramgulil back, and he's the Nasi for 3 weeks of a month, and Rebbe Lazar is the for the fourth week. So, and it's interesting Gemara in a thousand ways, but it starts because the Machlokas about where the Tvila Arvit is Rishud or Chova. So let's get the Pesach. Very good, Ben. Look where the little letter is. Who gets the letter? Abaya Rava. Rava. I think that's because the general Shas, right? Isn't it Halacha Karava except Yal Kagam? Am I right? Yeah. Did I write that correctly? It's Rava, right? Yeah. Halacha Karava except Yal Kagam. Right? Tefillat Arvit is not in, just before it gets nervous, because Yal Kagam's got an ayin. The ayin does not stand for Arvit. The ayin stands for Eid Zomim Lamafreyahu Nifsal. Right, so I guess based on the rule, I assume it, that's why the bet's there. You know, let me just look at the
Rambam.
Right, look at the Rambam
quickly. The Masay, how does it? What does it matter?
Ah, because we've taken on as a Chova. Is that what you're saying? Because we'll get to that in a second. Okay, we'll get to the bottom line in a second. But notice here, let's look at how the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch quote it. The Rambam, yeah, go ahead.
In Hanot, the Gisa change here.
What does it have?
Has the shoot of Hechetak could be Hal Mechova? We love Omer.
Wait, who's the names? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. It switches it from Abai and Rabbah?
It says,
it's Rav, not Rabbah.
It's Rav, not Rabbah.
Though it's just, but even according to accuracy, it's still possible that we paskin.
Well, that would make sense because we were saying should, right? the Tosos on Kaf Vav Amud Aleph was saying Halacha Karav Yisrael, and why is the keeps everything in
right.
line?
Right, right, right. That's interesting. Where were they quoting that? Where did they get that from?
Ayin Yoma.
I'm looking at that. It's interesting. I don't know. I guess my less fancy Gemara. I don't have. Oh no, I do have it. I do have it actually. Sorry, I have it also. I do have it also. Okay, interesting. I'm just going to that Gersa. I'll be paskin. Okay, we'll come back to this in a second. Okay, but I think Ben here though, again. You look at what the Rambam Shulchan Aruch quote. It sounds like Rishus wins out at the end of the day, especially if you have the Bai Rava rule.
Right.
Okay.
Who cares?
Okay, so we'll get to the practical implications in a minute, okay? We'll get to the practical implications in a minute. Can everyone hear the question now? For now, here's what we have. We have a great explanation of Machlokas. Again, all the Chova people are working off Avos. The Rishos people are working off Karbanos. But we got a strange thing. Everyone agrees there's Tashlumen from Arev. Why is there Tashlumen for something that is a Rishos? Okay, so let us see. There's three parts that we showed them, I think, all with very significant implications. Let us start with the Ritva. We'll do the Ritva, Tosos, then Talmid Rabbeinu. Okay, the Ritva's on the back of the sheet from last week. Okay. Tav lo hitbala Arvit mipal shachar shleim, says the Ritva. Perish Rabbi Yochanan lo nachit hashta, he's not entering the plukta that tefillat Arvit shudah chova. Viktani milte kiman da amar chova. Ava leman da amar rishut. Lo bai tashlumen klal. Dehi gufa rishut. Remarkable. What does the Ritva want to argue? Einachanami, the whole gaman chova menal is only the shitat. The one who says Tefillat Arvit is a Chova, right? We're not entering that. We're saying it's a Chova, and that's why there's Tashlumen. But once, indeed, if we'd actually paskin Tefillat Arvit Rishut, we'd actually come to the conclusion, there's no reason to have a Tashlumen for our Semnitz Rishut, right? So the Riffa says, he's clear, he says, no, ain't a Konami. If Marv is a Rishut, there's no way to justify why there would be, you don't have Tashlumen, you don't have makeups for something that's voluntary. Okay? Now here he's going to quote a proof. Let's do this proof, because it's going to be important. V'hachim mashut. Because you probably saw in Tosfos, but some people are not going to take the word Rishut so seriously. This is a proof for taking the word Rishut more seriously. V'achi mash masecha yoma, dam Rav tefillah ni'iva po teret shel arvit. Now, obviously, we don't pass in this way, but what does Rav say? You could be Yotze Marv through ni'iva, on Yom Kippur. V'ham Rav tefillah arvit Rishut. So why do you need a p'tur? This is the Gemara's question. You don't need a p'tur because you only have a p'tur for things that are a chova.
Right.
What's the p'tur idea of p'tur? It exempts you from your obligation. But isn't Marv Rishus to begin with? Answer, Kiman Damar Chovit. That's all the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? When Rav said, Arvit is Pater's you because it's a Rishut, he was talking... Oh, this is very interesting, actually, guys. Because of your Gersa question, Yehuda. That's what... This is the Gemara Yumi's quoting.
Right.
Ah, that's very interesting. Because Rav here is the one who's saying, Ne'ila Pater's you. And we're saying that's only a lefila mandamar, that it's a chol. I'm not sure if Rav is talking for himself or representing. You see what I'm saying, guys? Because in the girsa you have, right, Rav is saying it's a reshus. But you're saying Rav's statement only makes sense according to the daya that Marv is a chova. If it's a chova, then you say Nila paters you. So what does the Ritva want to prove from there? Now the Ritva is talking. Alma demanda ma reshus. If you really hold this reshus, lo baip tur dinila. Lo baip tur dinila.
You can't become.
You wouldn't need the word Nila to pater. There's no chiv to be patered. Right? Vehu adin de lo mitzrach tashlum. In the same way. The same, well, again, what's the point? Remember Yuma Pezayin. What does Yuma Pezayin say? It makes sense to say Marv's a chova and Nila pater you. If Marv's a reshus, you don't need Nila to pater you. The same way you don't need Nila to pater you, there'd be no concept of Tashlumen, because there's no chiyuv. Tashlumen is to make up a missed chiyuv. Yeah.
So why is Nila pater you? Because
Nila
is done
before. Let's leave that question. It's a reasonable question, but I want to duck for now. We're just going to get distracted. Okay, go learn the Gemara Yehuda. Now you have two things to learn tonight. That story with Rabbi Gamliel and the Gemara in Yoma. Okay, you haven't got the Ritva? So the Ritva assumes that Rishus, notice two important things. Rishus means real Rishus. Really, Marv's not a book to write at all. It's a nice thing to do. You want to do it? It's very nice. You want to do it? It's also okay. That's why there's no sense to not Nila pottering it. And that's why there'd be no Tashlumen. What's going on in Tashlumen for Marv? It's all according to the Deya that Arvit is a Chova. Okay, let's go to Toswit though. Toswit takes it in a very different direction. Okay, now on Toswit, Chaf of Mid Aleph, Iba Machkel Ta'ah. And then Tamir Beyo, the third project is going to be even more interesting. Let's look at Ta'ah. Okay, you guys have it? Ta'ah v'lo t'pil arvit mitbal b'shach v'chtayim. V'yim tom avam rav l'kaman t'fil arvit reshut. Oh, by the way, Toswit also is the Gersa Rav here. Right? You guys with me on this?
Oh, yeah, Kafa.
Right? Toswit has the same Gersa, right?
Yeah.
It's Rav, according to Toswit. So don't we say it's a reshut? Ah, here, Nate, you're going to be happy. V'kaimelan kavatebi surei.
Right.
What does Tosfos want to say? Nate's right, by the way. You know, this show is even according to your Gersa, Tosfos is going to argue we still should paskin Tefillat Arvit. We should, but either way, Miman of Shach. If it's a Bayarava like our Gersa, Hilchot Karava, with the exception of Yal Kagam, and if it's anonymous voices versus Rav, right, Halacha Karav, Bisure. So it could be like either way, the Gemara is heading in the direction that Tefillat Arvit Rishut. So just tell us what's going on. Since we paskin the Marv's a Rishut, why is there all of a sudden a need for Tashlumen for Rishut?
What's the Isura here, though?
So it's interesting. You're right, Ben. I've wondered about this for a long time. We have a rule that we pass like Shmuel and money, pass like Rav and Isser. Now, you could read Isser in a more narrow way, like kind of in like Tarovis Yoridea kind of way, or in a much broader way, which means like all of non-monetary ritual life, we follow Rav. If you read it that way, Tefillah is part of... I've wondered about this for a while, actually, Ben, to look into what do we mean is the Hilchos HaKarav B'Yisurei? But yeah, I think you're right, though. I think this is a proof for my question that Tos is taking Yisur in the broader way.
Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise there's a whole category, otherwise a lot of Halacha left out.
Gears in Gemara is understanding it that way, too.
Yeah, yeah.
What about, like, Dina Nefashot? Like, that would be, like...
I think that's an interesting question. I think that would still be Yisurei. But you're right, that this requires a little bit of work. What do we mean by this rule?
It's got a pretty big...
You're right, because otherwise it's not really an even distribution. Right. Shmuel's mammon and Rav is everything else.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. All right, I'm going
to
look into that.
Who said it has to be even?
No, you're right. But put it this way, it's the word Yisra has to take on a very broad meaning according to that reading. But I think there's a good illustration of it. Like, what status Marv has, Tosus is clearly defining as being part of Yisra, right? It's clearly not limited to, is my pot treif now? Right, it's clearly a broader category here in Tosfos. I think it's an important point. Okay, Vod Kasha. So that was the first question again. How could we paskin Marv's or Rishut and that there'd be Tashlumen? Dharma Lakama, Tavlo Bel Yavio Belaila. Okay, you guys know this halacha is an important halacha. If we get Yavio Rosh Chodesh, if it's Shachris and Mincha, we are Choser. If it's Mariv, we are not. What does the Gemara say? Ein Machzir no Tomishim, Ein Makachin no Chodesh Belaila. There was no Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Somehow that makes the Yavio at night less significant than the Yav Yavu at Shachris and Mincha. Why that is a good question, but Tos is a different question. V'lamle Haitama. What is Tos getting at it, guys? Lamle Haitama.
Why do we need to get
We don't need that reason. Typically, it's the Rav Rishoy. It's a great point. Why should we always pass it in Machzir no Tovim Arav? Because you don't have to Dam Rav to begin with. Right? What do you mean? The only reason you have to go back. Oh, you said a beautiful Marv. You forgot Yav Yavu. Oh, you didn't know Kiddush Chodesh tonight. It's okay. You don't have to Dam Rav in the first place. Of course, in Machzir no Tov. So he says, I don't understand. On the one hand, the Gemara is going to tell me Marv is a Rishut. And yet, A, there's Tashlumen. B, there's discussion of Chazara. What's going on? V'yishlomah, it's supposed to change everything. Had darmin tefillah rishon, haynu legabe mitzvah acheret. Ah, tremendous Tosfos. What does this want to say? What does rishon really mean here? What does rishon really mean according to Tosfos?
If there's another mitzvah.
Ah, it doesn't really mean rishon. It means you should be doing it. Rishon means relative to other obligations in your life. If other things of importance come up, then we're willing to push off ma'arif. V'hioveret. Right, let's say there's another mitzvah that's passing. Does Arminan tidchet tefillat arvit mi paneha? Okay, arvit, it loses quickly. In a clash, Marv's the loser. Aval chinam, but for no reason whatsoever, ein lo levatla. This is a crucial Tos, it changes all the halachic system here. Tos says, no, it's not true. It's not really true that Marv is a rishus. No one really meant Marv is a free for all. Marv is a rishus just means that it loses easily to other concerns. Okay? Everyone got that? So now, this is one huge advantage. The one difficulty does, one huge advantage does. With huge advantage, of course, that all these questions fall away. Why is there Tashlumin for Marv? Now, according to Tosfos,
because
it really is a Chova, right? Okay, it's a weaker Chova somehow than other Halacha, but it's really a Chova. So therefore, there's a Tashlumin. It makes sense. Why can we discuss whether you're Chozer when you make a mistake? Because it's really a Chova. That's why we can discuss whether you're Chozer when you make a mistake. That's a huge advantage, right? All the questions, those kind of contradictory things, fall away. Yossi pointed out that it's interesting to check, like, does the word Rishus mean this in Shas? So we looked, we did a computer search, found some interesting examples. I'm going to toss a few out there. I think it's hard to find an exact parallel. I'll tell you some things that are Rishus. It's Rishus to eat matzah after the first night of Pesach. Right, you guys know that's right. The Isser Chametz, of course, is through all of Pesach. But if you, on a Cholomoy, given Cholomoy day, you're not a particular fan of matzah, and you want to just, I don't know, eat fruit or vegetables, it's hard to say you've done anything halakhly wrong, right? The idea that Achilas Matzah is a Chova on night one, and a Rishus from then on. Now there, I think it's hard to make that Rishus into the Rishus we have here. There is a sheet, actually, the Gras, it's quoted in Maaser Rav. There's a Chizkuni in the Gras that seems to say that there's a Kiyum Mitzvah to eat matzah even on the other days. But even there, it's not really the same thing, guys. When you say it's a Kiyum Mitzvah, you're still saying it's like it's religiously meritorious to do so, but not that really you should be. I mean, you lose the sense of, you still lose the sense of obligation. So requires a little thought and tells us, is there any other parallel to the word Rishus being used this way? I think that would be the one difficulty in Tosfos. But again, I think Tosfos is dealing with a real problem. There's Tashlumin, we talk about Chazara, we seem to be taking Mariv rather seriously. So it tells us Rishus does not truly mean Rishus. Okay, we're good so far? Yeah, okay, let's go to the third model. Yeah, you have a question, Yossi?
No.
Okay, let's go to the third model. Third model is the most fascinating. Please go to Talmidei video in the back. On Yud Chet Amud Aleph. Do you have the same in your fancy edition? You have the same as me?
We have the
Yud Chet Amud Aleph. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ta'a. Ready? Okay. Now we get there. Again, what are the two answers so far? How could there be Tashlumin if it's Rishut? The Ritfit says you're right. If it's Rishut, there is no Tashlumin. The Tashlumin discussion is only if it's Chova. Mm-hmm. What would Tosfos would say? Rishut never meant Rishut. Rishut meant it's a weaker kind of chiyuv, but really there is a concrete chiyuv to daven marv. Okay, you guys ready for the Rabbeinu Yonah? Yeah? You guys have ta?
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay, good. That makes me happy. Ta v'lot b'arvit, v'yesh l'shol, v'kivin d'kai melan d'tfilat arvit rishut. Here's the question again, right? Every Rishon has the same problem. Lama tzarech l'hashlamota u'lepel shachrish shtayim. Everyone's got the same question. How could these two gemaras go together? How could something be reshut and have a makeup? Makeup is for obligations, for missed obligations. V'chein yesh lishol b'mayda minim perkem akama. And same question. Tav lo hiskir shol rosh chodesh b'arvet eimach zirnatol fesh eimikad shechodesh shol b'yom. Same question still, right? Amai itzrich l'mimai time. Why do we need that reason? Tebile mishum tibil harv reshus. Of course, you don't have to be choser. You don't have to daven marv to begin with. Ah, now we get a third approach. V'tzireitz balachas gedol azal. Amazing. Remember we saw this one before, guys, that Yotzer in the Rishonim became a code word for Shachris. Guys, remember that? Yeah. It's a good terminology to have down. Yotzer is a code word for Shachris. Okay, what did the Bahag say? How's the new approach, guys? What happens according to the Bahag? Pretty remarkable, actually. What was it?
When you daven it, it.
Meaning when you take on Mariv, you make it into a chova. So notice the third answer. The Ritva said, again, you only have to shlumin if you hold chova. Tosfos says, Rashut never mean Rashut. The third answer here, quoted the Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted the Bahag, Rashut meant Rashut. But something happened over the course of Jewish history. It was a Rashut, but we then took it on as a chova. Now this is, again, a little bit of an unusual model in that I think it's also a big kiddush here. That usually when that happens, I think it's still like a level of minhag. Right? It still wouldn't have a tashlumin. I'm not sure why. I'm going to raise this as a question. I'm not sure the answer. Somehow in Maariv, are taking it on and give it more oomph. Right? It actually, Mamish made it a chiyav to the extent that when you miss it, you could discuss a tashlumin. Okay, so let me just sum up where we are and talk about one practical nafkamina, which we talked about once earlier this year. Here we go. What do we say today? So on the one hand, we seem to paskin tefillah of Rishon. On the other hand, we say, no, the Am Yisrael has taken it upon themselves as a chova, which obviously sounds a little bit bahag-like, that we've taken on himself as a chova. So I mentioned earlier this year, what about how many tefillahs the women have to daven? So remember, guys, we had a three-way machlokas. What was the three-way machlokas? You could say, based on the Rambam, women are chayvin once a day. Why? The chayv on the deraisa level. The deraisa mitzvah was once a day. That's not a mitzvah that say shazman grama. So that would be the leniency for those women who want to just have the amidah once a day, based on that Rambam. However, what do we see in other Rishonim? That the reason why women are chayv is not because it's not zman grama. Even if it's all drabanan and it's zman grama, because tefillah rachmeninu, that has to include women as well. Guys, remember that machlokas? But then, in theory, women could have the same obligation as men. So the Aruch HaShulchan indeed says, again, unusual Aruch HaShulchan, no, yeah, women are chayv to daven three times a day, that's absolutely correct. Right? My wife does so. Okay, however, the Mishnah Berurah said, you guys remember? Women are chayv to daven twice a day. What was his argument? Marv, we really paskin, here's the nafkamina, right, Ben? Marv, we really paskin is a rashus, but men have taken upon themselves as a chova, and women have not. So I'm just curious what thing. I didn't see anybody point this out, but it seems to be Mishnah Berurah's argument is a great argument if he holds like Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not such a good argument if you paskin, if you read the Gemara like Tosos. And we made this point, I think he's implicitly going in this direction, right? If you have like Tosos, you can make the argument. Because what's the most you could say according to Tosos? Right, you could say, or not even the most, what do you have to say? Marv is really, actually, a chiv. It's just if you have something better, some other pressing concern. So maybe you come with some argument that women have more pressing concerns than men, but Lamais, if they have no pressing concern, they should be obligated. Everyone made this point? I think the Mishnah Berurah cannot be built on this Tosfos. He could be built on a Ben Yonah very nicely. It's actually great. Marv and Hanley's Rishos. Men took it upon themselves as a chova. For whatever reason, it was such a serious chova at that point. Even a Tashlum could kick in. But women never did that. Yeah, what are you guys thinking?
No, it's just funny because it's like the... if you were going within Tosfos, you'd have to make the misguided argument that everybody makes over Mrs. Asheshiba's mom, Grandma,
yeah, correct.
That all women have babies
correct,
and all this
correct,
stuff.
Correct.
And, you know.
No, you're right. You'd have to make such an argument. But as I said, like even if you would make an argument, like, it certainly wouldn't work across the board. Like, what about that very nice 20-year-old girl who's like in college somewhere? Like, why in the world should she be putter from Marv at that point? Yeah, you can see the difficulty. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, so women also chayv in
zmani tefillah
as well?
Women chayv in zmani tefillah as well. I believe the answer is yes. Yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly, it depends on that, right? If you read, if you hold on the Rambam sock of one, so that one could be at any time during the day. Yeah, I think either Mishnah Berurah or Shulchan, I think it follows, right? Well, doesn't that, that's some stuff, right? We're saying they have that chayv, right? Which includes the zmanim. Because again, the key thing is that according to that shita, it's not that they're pater because it's not zman grama. It's not that they're chayev because it's not zman grama. They're chayev even though it's zman grama. In economy, they're a fixed zmanim, and this is a case where women are chayev in the fixed zmanim. Yeah, I think that's true. I think according to this, that women are chayev mamash in the zmanim tefillah. No, as I said to you at the time, I think we should all, think it's important. We should all encourage our daughters to at least have shachas mincha for sure. Okay.
To get some daughters first.
Okay, that's true. I admit that is a ma'akev the plan. I admit it. Okay. Okay. I'm hoping you guys will all be taken care of by then. Okay. We're good? Okay. Let me just show you one other thing. Question?
A couple of
you can't date women anymore.
Okay, let's skip down. Let's keep reading, actually, because I want to show you some other Gemaras that might be relevant. Okay, let's keep reading. Okay, you guys were with me where I am? Lefikach, yeah? Lefikach, we're still there in the Banyan? Lefikach, kishita'av, lo iskir shereish chodesh barvit. Therefore, if you miss Rosh Chodesh, hutzrach gam kein letam, we needed this reason. Ein makashin chodesh el b'yom. Shim lokin hayol l'hachzor l'dbalo kimin shekavel l'chova. Again, the same argument. Once you were a koveh as a chova, you would have to go back. Again, somehow, there's a new mechanism here where you're able to make it into a chova. Okay. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazakin Zal Mitaritz Binyan Acher Yoter Nachot Techiyar Mina Tefila Vreshut Eina Rotzel Lomar Shem Yirtzel Lo Yipelel Ota Klal Ela Rotzel Lomar Sheina Chova Kmo Yotzer O Mincha Avol Mitzvah Ika. So the second shot here is like the Tosfos, right? We never, you took Rishut much too seriously. We never really meant it's a free for all. The Mitzvah L'Gabi Chov Rishut Karelei. Now what's the proof? Who may be right, Medrina Masechet Shabbat, Hani Chavin Bavloim, these Babylonians, Laman de Amr Tfilat Avit Rishut, if you say Marv is Rishut, Kevin de now this is a tricky Gemara, because I would have thought it proves the opposite of what he thinks. Kevin de Shara Hamayne, since they've loosened their belt, Shara like permit, to be Matir, since meaning they're basically in their PGs already. Kevin de Shara Hamayne, Lo Mitrachinanle, we don't.
Force them to.
What does it say?
If you
hold Marv as a chova, we would say, hey, put your pants on and go daven Marv. Since we say Marv is a reshut, kim desher hamaynei lo machrin. Everybody mean so far? Now, I have to admit, if I had lived the Gemara, I would have thought it proved that it's a real reshut. Because what are we saying? It was, you don't have to get dressed. Look what he does with it. He doesn't think so. The mashma, what does it imply, says the Riyaz Zaken? He reverses it very cleverly. Why are we not bothering you to daven Marv? Only because you're losing your belt? Hello, Sharhamina. Matrachina. Isn't that clever? He said, no, it's the opposite of what you thought, Rabbi Blau. That actually shows it's not a real Rashut. Because if it was a real Rashut, it doesn't matter whether you've released your belt or not. What should we say? It is always a free for all. Right, you want to be Marv? We like you. You want to be Marv? It's also okay. We still like you. Why do you even need the issue of bother? Notice what he says. The need to bring in Tircha shows it's not truly a Rishut. The one thing I'll point out here, it means when we say Marv is not such a strong Chova, it's not only there's another mitzvah. Even if there's like a significant Tircha, that's also enough. So Marv is a pretty weak Chiyuv. But he still wants to argue, Marv is a Chiyuv. If there's nothing else going on in your life, you have no excuse not daven Marv. If you have an A, what tells that another mitzvah, or here you have to expand it, or even some kind of tircha, that's enough that we pot you. But it still shows it's not a real reshus. Yeah.
How is clearing your pants a tircha?
Is it maybe it's in the situation that maybe some of us might have encountered where we've had a full day, I don't know, building a railway track to somewhere, and we go to bed and we're really tired, and then you suddenly remember haven't daven Marv.
Is this
halacha
ma'aser that if I'm lying in bed I'm like, oh,
Mario? Does it get quoted? Just finish this now. Look it up. Can we look it up in 5 minutes? Okay. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos. I remember if we pass it, if it gets quoted. Okay. Next. Vim itu lebi mitzvah. Afi lo shara mani amay mitzvahin le. Elavad yitfil ravit mitzvah. V'yesh lepal ta hecha delecha tercha. Again, if there's no tercha in the case, we would expect you to be davening Marv. Okay. One more relevant Gemara. This is the Gemara that who quoted this Gemara? Who quoted the Nila case? The Ritva. The Ritva thought the Ni'ila case shows that when we say Rishos, it means Mamash Rishos. Because again, remember what the Gemara Yoma say? It said, if Marv's a Chova, then you could say Ni'ila potters it. If Marv's a Rishos, it doesn't make sense to say Ni'ila potters it. Remember that? The Ritva thought that was a proof that Marv is Mamash a Rishos. Okay. Avlakati Kasha, my Darmina Biyoma, Bailhu, Tfilat Ni'ila Potential Arvit. Vim ita the ika mitzvah betilat arvet heichi kamer detilat nido poteret. It's a different question. Actually, I'm sorry, not exactly the Ritva's point. He says, "Well, if it's a chova, why is nido poteret? Why should nido poteret? It's a chova." V'ef shulataritz dehasam mivneshu ayev v'yageya matfilot v'hatane kiman deshara hamine dami v'lefika chayomen shetilat nido poteret ota avalim lo b'fenze v'ade helu l'kayim hamitzvah l'palota. Ever catch what he gets? What does he want to say? What does he want to say? Well, he goes on to quibble this later. That there also, there's a tercha. What's the tercha in Motzi Yom Kippur?
the
yeah, the wrong day, indeed. Those of you who struggle down Marv and Mutzium Kippur, here you have a halachic source. What does he say? It's a tough to down Marv, the long day in Shul. Right, that's the tircha in that case that would in fact pot you just like you releasing the belt. Right, a tircha would in fact pot you. But then he goes on to ask a kasha. Wait. Avladar balachadoz al kasha, dibe shekavla vchova, if you made it a chova, hech yifter otot filan ila. Okay, fine. We'll leave that. Right, there's rest we don't need for now. Okay. So we now have three answers to the question. Again, just to sum up, how does Marv go together with Tashlum, and if it's a Rishot? Three approaches. According to Ritva, it doesn't. Those two don't go together. The only conversation about Tashlum is according to the day of that Marv is a Chova. If you hold like Tosros, Rishot never meant Rishot. Rishot meant your Chayv unless you have a Mitzvah or a Tircha. That's what Rishot meant. And therefore, there is Tashlum. According to the Balalach Zos, it's inherently Rishot, but we can make it, we can activate the Chova. I said the Mishnah Berurah about women is probably based on the Bahag and not based on the Tosos. Yeah.
Why would have to be a story in the Halakha? Like if you're once you're going to come.
Ah, you're fair. You're fair. According to Ritva, how could we Paskin Tashlumi and Paskin? That's an excellent question. It would be interesting to see how they go through Ritva and Brachos and see if he Paskins differently on where. But you're right, though. That is an excellent question. I'm not sure how the Ritva would deal with it. It'd be interesting to have the Ritva. Let's see if the Ritva Paskins on the Rishot Chova case. Is it possible Ritva Paskins Chova? That would solve the problem.
Yeah,
those are the two things. Right. You do something else while I'm doing this. Can you get Shabbos, Tetim, we'll look up Halacha, the belt Halacha. It's the bottom of Tetim, like the last three lines of Tetim and Shabbos. Okay. See where it is in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Ritva Paskins, the. I don't see a psaki, but by the way, the Ritva is ready. It's much earlier than the Peshua. I'm glad I found this now. Linking Rishus with Karbanus is ready here. Listen to this, guys. Why is it Rishus? Shahei Evarim Kedarim Kravim Kol Alayla Klomar B'Shinon Etachum Yibod Yom. Right? When are they Evarim Kedarim? When they weren't consumed yet in the daytime. Umishum Delifamim Deleka Evarim Klal Shekvar Nitachum Yibod Yom. Mifneikach Amud Filav Rishus. The Rishus is very clear. What is the logic of Rishut? That should be linked with Karbanos, because maybe there'll be no Evarim Kedarim. Right? It's not an obligation to have leftovers on the Mizbeach at night. Yeah.
The Aruch HaShulchan brings that up when he argues that you should daven an early Mariv every Shabbos because they were forced to, because Shabbos was coming, to
do all the leftovers early. Oh, that's clever. That's very good. That's very good. I don't know that. All right, what is it? Where is it in the Shulchan? There's no letter on that?
Nothing.
Oh, that's really interesting. All right, I'm going to get back to you on Thursday for that. All right, let me just sneak in one more thing here, guys. Okay. Now, we saw, in theory, you could say that this chakira, this linkage is very logical, right? Avot equals chova, kabbanon equals pusha. And there might be something else going on. What did our Gemara say? Our Gemara wanted to know, is there tashlumin for mincha, right? And how did it phrase the shaila? How did it phrase the two sides? What would be the reason to say no? The reason to say no would be, and remember, what was the Gemara's language? Maybe there's no tashlumin for mincha because?
Because it, you know...
Remember the phrase? Avar Yomo,
right.
Avar Yomo, Batel, Karbano. What's the other side of the equation? Rachmininu.
Right.
Now, it's not obvious, but here one could also say, if you focus on the Karban theme, then we should be very makbid about Zmanin. If you focus on the Avos theme, Avos is not about fixed rules, it's about beseeching God. So this, in theory, this question also might have been a function of the rock. Again, the more you focus on Karban, the more you be strict about Zmanim. The more you focus on the Avos, the more you might argue that there'll be a certain leniency. You guys with me so far? Now, we'll see in a second if this is true. Not a second. We'll get back to this on Thursday. But that could also have an impact on Musaf. So now to sneak in one more Tosros on Chaf of Medalf. Look at the bottom Tosros. Then here Yehuda said it very nicely. Yehuda said it beautifully. Let's see what got in this Tosros. One thing Agumar never asks is there tashlumin for Musaf? So let's see what Tosfot says. Yivai lo tav lo baal tefillah mincha lo bai im tav lo baal tefillah musaf. That Agumar never asks. Why? Dehavadai eino mitbaal ba'arvit. Tosfot, what does Tosfot say? Because it was a davar pasha to the Gemara. It was a davar pasha that there's no tashlumin for Musaf. Why was it such a davar pasha? What do you mean, Karbana? You're reading Karbanas, but this Musaf is way over. The gam lo tiknu shevrab shemosav ela mishem unashalma. Here's a great line you review. Ela mishem unashalma perim svatenu. What's that line? Who knows what that line means? Unashalma perim svatenu. Line from Treyaser. Tikoshet. What's that a source for? Which idea? Unashalma perim svatenu.
That's what we said about Mincha and Musaf.
But that's the idea that our tefillah is the replacement for Karbanot, right? Unashama parim. What will pay the bullocks given our lack of Midrash? Svatenu. Our tefillos. That's the source. Unashama parim svatenu. What does he want to say? That's the only theme of Musaf. The lo tikanu sheva bracha shal Musaf ela mishom unashama parim svatenu. Ubeze avarz mano vaday avarz mano betel kabano. Avashart zot rachmininu. So Tosfos says beautifully. What does Tosfos say? There's no two themes. There's no tension. There's a tension in the other tefillos. There's no tension in Musaf. Why? Because Musaf does not have an idea of Rachmeinu. Musaf's not about turning and beseeching God. Musaf's only about Unashalma Parim Svatenu. So Yehuda said it very beautifully. It could be every tefillah has two dinim in tension with each other. There's the Karban theme, and there's the Rachme theme, or maybe the Avos theme. But Musaf only has the carbon theme. Therefore, there's no tashlumen for Musaf. So just to sum up where we are, and we'll come back to this on Thursday, we have here is as follows, guys. It could be the Avos Kavanos affects a lot of halacha. It could be that's the source of the Chov HaRoshos debate from Arif. It's very logical. Here, it's not as obvious, but it could be it's also these two themes about tashlumen. Do we still focus on Avi Yom HaBatel Karbano? Or do we say Rachmeinu? That might also explain why the Musaf is a no-brainer. Musaf does not have the Rachmeinu theme. Musaf does not have the Avos theme. Musaf just has the carbon theme. Therefore, it's a davar pashut that there's no tashlumen for Musaf. Yehuda, what do you say?
So, if on Shabbos I did not pray Shacharit, and it's past Chatzot but before Menachah Gedolos, I could be Musaf. Would I therefore do two Menachahs? Or does the Musaf?
Okay, so there's another question, but the problem is that you might. There's two things that I have to get into, which is. You want to isolate this question. If I don't have Musaf Tilla Tamal Mincha, which one comes first?
No.
You don't get involved. There's Machlokes B'Gemara, by the way.
Yeah, I'm saying for Shachrit, because there's Musaf in between.
I don't see why Musaf should help. Why should Musaf help?
No, because it kind of...
Because still Zman Musaf, but not yet Zman Mincha.
You want to know, can I do Tashlumen? I see. I think the answer is no. Precisely because this idea, because Musaf is something qualitatively different is going on in a Musaf.
So if you did it to Shachrit, but then did Musaf, you could not do two Minchas?
If you didn't do Shachrit, but did Musaf, I think you could do two Minchas.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think precisely, it's a very good question, but I think because Musaf is qualitatively different, it wouldn't be appropriate to do two Musafs. It wouldn't help you for Shachris. Right? But Mincha is part of the same structure as Shachris, as it were. Therefore, two Minchas can compensate for Shachris. Mm. All right, we'll get back to this on Thursday. Guys, always a pleasure meeting you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good question. I have to find it.